Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It is our favorite time of the week. Time to go all access with Aditi Kinkabwala, sideline reporter for the NFL on CBS. Aditi, do you have the entire NFL schedule in front of you right now?
I don't. I did catch a stray from you earlier, though, when you were talking about who would be the broadcast crew for various games.
I told you that was I told you that was you caught in the crossfire unfairly. I even prefaced it when I said it.
There was this great tweet. I should find it for you and send it to you. My producer sent it, and it's all about the Browns schedule. And it's like 12 p.m. drunk, or you know, like it's 1 p.m. drunk at noon, drunk at noon, drunk at noon. Like every week, it's drunk at noon. And then some guy responds to it and says, "Yeah, and 75% of those games are probably Spiro Ditas, Adam Archuleta, and Aditi Kinkabwala."
That is tremendous. I have you because
I sent it to my husband. I thought it was hysterical. He's like, "Don't take it personally." I'm like, "I'm laughing. What do you mean, take it personally?"
Aditi, there's only a handful of people that get to do what you do. Whether you're working with Jim Nantz or Spiro, it's still incredible. So we have the entire week one schedule. My personal prediction is that you are going to end up in Indianapolis calling Dolphins Colts. Does that sound right to you?
The crew generally does get a lot of AFC South games. It's hard for me to tell without seeing the full CBS schedule.
Yeah.
Remember, like going back to my time at the NFL Network, we were always instructed, trained, essentially, to not leak things that the league feels strongly about being the ones to put out there. And teams take so much pride in their schedule release videos. I mean, they've been working on them for a long time. So I just sort of keep my head in the sand.
And then you get a jabroni like me that releases it 2 hours before it comes out.
We did the whole schedule last year.
So you're asking me, and unfortunately, I purposely don't look at it because then I go down this curiosity rabbit hole, basically. So I can't tell you what I have because I don't know what the CBS games are.
Is the social play, like the way teams release the schedules, like we had the one on Broadway with the Titans schedule release, is that the main reason then?
It'll make you laugh.
It does.
It's an all-time great one. Yeah, the Chargers have done incredibly funny, animated ones. Like theirs are actually like mean funny, which I really like because they go a little bit over the line, which I'm a big fan of. But is that kind of like social play now that's out there for all these teams? Is that the main reason the NFL's protective in saying please don't leak this almost more than ticking off broadcast partners or anything like that?
Oh yeah, because the ratings. It's not like no offense to a former employer, but it's not like the ratings through the NFL Network are through the roof in some way, or the ad sales. But the traction online, the media, the way that the narratives that come all out of it, and yeah, these are huge sources of pride with the content teams, and they get very competitive. The various NFL teams, content teams, are absolutely competitive about this.
Well.
I will say this. I'm going to interrupt
for a second.
By all means,
interrupt me all
now,
you want.
Yeah. Now that there are so many allowances for the changes of broadcast partners, like a game can be plucked for Thursday night football, a game can be plucked, obviously, for Sunday night football, part of this does lose some of it. Like, we can sit here and say, okay, well, the Steelers with Aaron Rodgers are this appealing, and the Steelers without Aaron Rodgers are still very, very, very appealing because they drive traffic and ratings, and they're the Steelers, but maybe a little bit less so. But it really doesn't matter because the schedule's going to shift later on in the year anyway. Like, it always happens.
Yeah, if the Steelers stink and Rodgers is hurt, they won't play those games. They'll just find somebody
else
to occupy that spot.
Exactly. It's what happened to the Jets a few years ago.
Aditi, I would be, and I'm of the opinion, I think Andrew and Donnie are too, like, if the league has an inkling or a strong sense or had a strong sense that Rodgers is definitively going to be here, I would think they would stack all of those potential Rodgers revenge games, Green Bay, the Jets, the Vikings, even the Bears because of what he said to their fans and to that team. I'd think they would want those as early in the season as possible because at 42, his health will hardly be a guarantee that you can count on and, you know, lasting the whole year.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. We've gone over this a few times. I think that he is a better player and capable of more than perhaps quite a few people are guessing or surmising. I mean, this is not an average 41-year-old man, 42-year-old man.
I know, but he did have the Achilles roll-up. I know that's kind of a freak thing, but he still he played four plays 2 years ago, and I would just think, like, he's built different than just about every other 41- or 42-year-old, but still – it's pro football, and there's a lot of injuries, especially when you get
older. Sure, but that's less wear on you. He had sat that year out. And look, he told us last year when we met with him that early in the season, he was a little bit hesitant because he was still sort of guarded about that Achilles. But as we got later into the year, he was saying how much better he felt about how he was able to move, how he could move, that being able to move the pocket has always been a part of his game. You know, I wouldn't – again – I've been very bullish on what I think he can do a full extra year removed from that as compared to even where he was at the start of last season.
Do you believe, like I do, that the fact that the NFL has the Steelers at the Jets in week one is the strongest indication yet that Rodgers will play for the Steelers because the NFL wants that matchup of Rodgers against the team he hates?
Yeah, but the NFL is always king. You know, whenever that matchup happens, it would be a huge game. There's an argument to be made that maybe that would have been better as a 425 week three, part of a CBS doubleheader. You know, so
maybe it still is. And maybe instead of Jim calling that game, it's Ian there at 1 o'clock. Nothing wrong with a little Ian Eagle action at 1 o'clock on a Sunday. That still gets big eyeballs.
But a 425, that national window is a much bigger, exactly. So
is it still, this is going to go behind, okay, you would not read into it. Is this still a thing where they have where both networks have 4 o'clock games that opening week?
I don't know. You're the one that has the whole schedule. You know, last year we didn't have one. Oh, well, so last year we didn't have one.
Okay.
And, certainly as an employee of CBS, that was kind of bummy that we didn't get the doubleheader week one.
If you
linked the
entire Steelers schedule to me and CBS found out about it, would they fire you?
probably.
Wow.
I'd certainly get in trouble.
The problem is that for you, Pony would say, according to Aditi Kinkabwala, like, here is the entire schedule.
No, I'm smarter than that. I have a savviness to me that is understated.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like, what's the win in that? You know,
Well, you would make me very happy.
That's a one-way street. What's Aditi getting out of that like, exchange of information, though?
My personal satisfaction?
I know people that worked on the Steelers schedule release who are very, very excited for that video to come out, and I've been told that the players who participated are really excited about it. I don't want to be the person that steps on that.
Going back to Spiro and Jackson,
I guess we're not
one
as good
more time,
friends as
Aditi,
we thought we were. Okay, that's fine.
Would you say that Spiro has an incredible, maybe the whole crew has an incredible command of the best eateries and coffee shops and everything in Jacksonville?
Spiro is most definitely a foodie, and he generally chooses where we eat on Friday nights, and he is very particular, but I'll let you in on a little secret. Adam Archuleta hates three-hour dinners. And so while Spiro can sit and linger over the appetizers and the main course, Arch says, let's get in there, let's eat, let's get out, and go get cigars.
Wait, Arch isn't one of those, like, Orlovsky guys where he says, food is just for sustenance, I don't enjoy eating, please give me a piece of plain chicken that you put on the grill, right? Like,
No. He enjoys food,
okay.
Certainly. Maybe not to the same level that Spiro does, but
Well, now I know if I'm traveling to Jacksonville or Jacksonville Beach ever for any kind of vacation, I know now to ask you restaurant recos.
All right, Aditi.
Definitely. But I'll tell you, I am desperately waiting for Shad Khan's new hotel to go up next to the place that we stay in Jacksonville.
Well, congratulations again on all your success.
That'll be a big upgrade, it sounds like, is what you're really implying here.
Basically, but I probably shouldn't say that because I don't want to knock the hotel we
All right. Don't worry. Stay. Nobody actually knows who it is.
Have a good day, Aditi. We'll talk again next week.
Bye, guys.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.